talking with State Representative Brian Reniger. Dr. Reniger, you're one that has a lot of concerns about House Bill 3202. It obviously has already passed the House. Yes. Over on the Senate side now, waiting for full Senate action. Why do you still have reservations about this particular bill? What's your main concern at this point?
The main concern is that animal husbandry is put into this bill as acts not prohibited by the Veterinary Practice Act. And the animal husbandry is not defined. And with no definition of animal husbandry, that opens it, it makes it wide open. And along with opening up the Practice Act to allow anybody to go and charge people to do anything that I do as a veterinarian, somebody could do and just call it animal husbandry. And also, but the main thing is the drugs that go along with that. And the drugs that go along with that are dangerous drugs, and they're only supposed to be used under the purview of a licensed veterinarian.
I understand that the Senate may well have an amendment that would include a prohibition on dangerous control substances. If that amendment was accepted by the Senate and came back over to the House, what would be your thoughts then?
I would be agreeable to that amendment. That amendment is nothing more than adding the two words consisting of after the word animal husbandry. We have no problems with two floaters, you know, being able to do their work and everything. But just having an open definition of animal husbandry is bad policy, because it opens up the Practice Act. It allows me to go back home when this whole thing is over with, and I can train a high school student to do everything that I do to animals, and nobody can do anything about that, because all he's got to say is, I'm just practicing animal husbandry.
Okay, so that's really your major concern now, is that particular part, that additional definition that was thrown in there.
Right, yes. And it's something that that from the very get-go, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association actually said that their whole idea was to get animal husbandry and get reproduction into this. And they couldn't do it alone, so they put it as part of a tooth floater bill, so it would be more of a animal rights, you know, or a owner's rights bill rather than actual reproduction bill, because they knew with the abortion drugs that are used in reproductive work that they couldn't get it to fly. So that's the reason they put it, you know, with this bill.
Do you have problems with, say, folks that have got, you know, a professional-type practice? They're not veterinarians, but they've got a professional-type practice that are doing some of these, you know, embryo transfers and these type of things. Is that something that you have a concern about? If there's some regulation, you'd be okay with those?
As long as they're not using drugs, you know, that are dangerous drugs that can be used for abortions, if they can do that without that, then that's fine. I don't have any problems with that. But, you know, the embryo transfer is a surgical procedure, and that is something that should be under the purview of the Veterinary Practice Act.
So at this point, you're not really as concerned or raising the red flag on the teeth floater equine dentistry issue as much as on that additional add-on of animal husbandry.
Exactly. A veterinarian can come in here from out of state and not get an Oklahoma license under this bill the way it is right now, and he can practice and do anything he wants to livestock, and the veterinary board cannot require him to be licensed or to take in consideration any of the things that we do as licensed veterinarians, because all he has to say is, well, I'm not practicing veterinary medicine, I'm practicing animal husbandry. Without a definition, it just opens the door wide open.